What got you to the current stage is obviously not going to get you to the next stage, but I want to flip that terminology on its head and say that your current skill set can be one of the major contributors to you getting to the next level, because the way to get to the next level, as in the next level of income, the next level of business, the next level of happiness, of whatever it is that you're desiring from your life, one, you have to choose it. So two, definitely spend some time doing that. But also two, there is a way, plenty of ways. I don't know exactly what the way is for you, but let me finish. And I'm sure you'll think of some examples of ways that you can implement what I'm saying for your business so that you can take it to the next version, for example, and have success online, or sell your VIP program, or sell some kind of hybrid of whatever it is that you're thinking, so that you can scale your business somehow, make a better use of your time, just actually have some experience of helping some people online, and having that component, that extra component of work where you haven't got all your eggs in one basket, for example. It might just be that you want a little bit more freedom, a little bit more time, a little bit more income, a little bit more creativity, a little bit more space to be creative. Doesn't really matter what it is. But for you to change the way you do things, here is what I want you to think of. I need you to have a look at your current skill set and the parts about coaching your clients that you really enjoy. So if you're a face-to-face trainer and you really enjoy the transactions that you have with people, you really enjoy the conversation, you really enjoy the way that they change their lives. You feel really proud to have contributed to that. And it feels really, really good, doesn't it, to actually be contributing to somebody and the earth and making the world a better place. I mean, they're my goals. But I'm not sure why you coach people and what you get out of it, but I want you to think about for a moment and maybe even write that down. What are the parts of the transactions that you have with your clients that you phenomenally love, that you could do all day, that you would do all day for no money if it was an option? Now, there is going to be a way for you to not only market that service using that skill set, but for you to enroll and sell people into this new version of the service. Let's pretend you're going from face to face to having an online component. There's going to be a way for you to market, sell, and enroll the people in that and deliver it using the skill set that you have already, without acquiring a new skill set and without acquiring a new set of software, without doing another course, without paying anybody else anything else to teach you how to do jack. And here's why. What I find is one of the big problems with learning how to do internet marketing when you're a personal trainer or you're a coach in the kinesthetic sense, for example, some kind of counselor or service to service provider with a service, and you have relationships with humans. The online world is full of people who don't generally enjoy having a lot of relationships with humans in real life in their diary, as far as, for example, appointments one-on-one with clients. There are a lot of very introverted people in the online space who probably don't get their rocks off by having a lot of conversations with clients. And I say probably because I actually know a lot of these people in real life who have told me specifically that they wouldn't be able to handle having as many conversations and having as many appointments in their week as what I do. Now, there is no one right way to do any kind of business. Can I say that? What I do believe in is that all coaches get to use the part of their skill set that they're really good at to help them to grow into other areas. So in this example, we're using face-to-face personal training to grow the online component. But it really could be that you're any kind of face-to-face counselor or any kind of customer service provider as far as giving a service, and you want to do an online component. Now, if you have a skill set where you're really good with people in some of that relationship and transaction, it means that if you can have conversations with human beings to onboard them into your service, it will work better than a sales page. I can 1000% guarantee that. It also means that if you are willing to give away some of your time and have conversations with people or real life transactions with people, or hell, I don't know, make a video, that's kind of next best thing, which has become apparent during the most recent outbreak around the world and the online world going online. That's time for another conversation. Is if you can use those skill sets, and I know that you can because I've done it myself and I teach people to do it, I guarantee you will convert more people, you will help more people, and you will at the same time build a business that is actually being run online, because you might be enrolling them into, for example, 12 weeks online where they speak to you once a week. It's the simple versions of it can be very, very simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Let's pretend you don't need a membership site or any of that stuff, because you're just going to talk to people on the phone for 12 weeks and you're going to email them what they need. It's the simplest version of that. The problem is that I see all these coaches and personal trainers looking to online experts for advice and doing courses and getting confused because this person said, don't give away too much information. That person over there said, no, you've got to do webinar and a Facebook ad and do it this way and that way and the other way. Yet I know without a shadow of a doubt that most people that are over the age of 30, and I say that because we know more humans, the older you get, you could get a business to up to between $300,000 and $500,000 a year in turnover just by utilizing your voice and your organic network without running an ad. Now, I hope that can land a little bit. I hope that out of that information, you can get how simple the transactions can actually be and how overwhelming we make it for ourselves by looking at what everybody else is doing online, but also because we think that the answer is outside of us. We think that we need to build another skill set. And while, yes, it might be advantageous to, I don't know, learn email marketing or learn a different version of software to be able to show your clients videos in, for example, the basis of business, especially when it comes down to these transactions, is relationships. And you are not going to learn how to enhance relationships from somebody that's teaching you how to write a sales page. Often because the person that's teaching you how to write the sales page doesn't know how to have relationships as good as you already do. And that's my point. And I hope that it lands, and I hope that this makes your day and your week and your life and your career and this whole thing feel like it can possibly be a little bit simpler, because I promise that it can. If you've got any questions at all in regards to anything to do with taking your business online, running short programs, running long programs, running VIP programs, running low-end programs, because there is an order that you should ideally do that in, and it is not going low-end first, ideally, please send me a message. I reply to everything at the time of making this audio. You could email me. My email is kate@katemartinmentor.com. See the website for a crap load of resources for coaches at katemartinmentor.com. Or just send me a question and tell me what's going on with you. Maybe I can help you, maybe I can't. But do you know what? If I've got time in my diary, I like talking to people. So I would actually prefer to do that. And even if I don't sign you up to do anything with me, because maybe it's not appropriate. But it doesn't matter. To me, it's about the relationship, because that's the part of my business that I like to do on repeat. So I enhance my business by doing that. And it gives the other person, they get something out of the transaction, right? So it makes more sense for me to do it that way. Have I been taught to do it that way? Actually, I've been taught to not do it that way, because it's not scalable and it's not this and it's not that and it's not the other. But you know what? I enjoy it. So it makes it effortless for me to do. So If anything, think about what are the effortless parts of your business and enhance that. So if writing is one of the effortless parts of your business, then yes, do that. But if it's not, then I don't suggest you start with ebooks and sales pages. Anyway, business gets to be a lot easier because I understand what it's like to only have, you know, 4 minutes a day to kind of move the needle forward, technically, so to speak. And it can actually be done. Let me know if you've got any questions. All the best.